This is the Patriots Training Camp Cast.
Oh, yeah!
The Patriots Training Camp Cast is your source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp.
Well, I do still watch the news.
Practice is over, but the writers of Patriots.com have you covered.
What did I miss yesterday?
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of Patriots.com.
Mike Dussault and Paul Perillo here again, following day 8 of Patriots Training Camp. And when Bill Belichick starts to talk about stacking the days, Mike, this particular camp, Camp 23, is stacking the days because it's every day out there. The weather has been absolutely fantastic. Probably not quite as warm as maybe the coach would like, but beautiful conditions out here in Foxborough. And the physicality, to me, full pads, second day in a row. The physicality is what stood out to me today in terms of tackling to the ground, Mike. We haven't seen a lot of that over the years. I think offensively, they continue to sort of build a little bit of momentum here. A couple of wrinkles. What were your first impressions today?
Yeah, I agree. I thought the first, you know, big takeaway was just the offense being a little, you know, continuing to kind of develop, looking like they're, you know, finding their stride a little bit. Some nice, a bunch of 11-on-11 periods that they were working on various stuff. One particular throw, by Mac up the sideline. I've been saying I want to see a deep throw to Trey Nixon. Really beautiful ball, nice catch. You know, it was one of those weird reps, though, where only half the line was rushing. And, you know, so it was a little bit weird. It wasn't perfect. But otherwise, I'm with you. I thought it was great to see another day of pads. Great to see some one-on-ones again, seeing that physicality pile up. And, you know, with the in-stadium practice scheduled for tomorrow, looks like they're going to be off, at least as far as media access goes for the weekend. So it was a good day probably to get some physicality in.
Yeah, and one of the wrinkles that I, you know, sort of alluded to was Mac Jones, the first handful of team reps, 11-on-11 reps, was dealing with the quote-unquote starting offensive line, but the number two receivers. So, you know, Mike mentioned the big throw to Trey Nixon. He had Nixon and Douglas and Booty and those guys to work with. And Bailey Zappe was behind the second offensive line, but had Juju and Parker and Bourne. So I thought that was a little bit of a wrinkle that maybe Bill Belichick and Bill O'Brien dialed up today. And then it sort of went back to the normal groupings at the end when they started doing some of their down and distance. They worked a lot of second and third down today and then down in the red zone. So I agree. I thought there was a little bit more rhythm. It seems like the rhythm is coming a little bit more every day in terms of timing. And one guy in particular, it looks like he's developing a little bit of a rapport with, is Juju Smith-Schuster, who he had another touchdown today in a little tunnel screen, well-designed, really caught the defense by surprise in the red zone. So I think those are some building blocks to work with for both Bills.
Yeah, I would just run down some of the depth issues, because it's certainly notable that Matthew Judon, Trent Brown haven't really been participating in any physical portions of practice, whatever that has to be doing with. But I would say Ramondre Stevenson back in the mix today a little bit, getting some carries.
Yeah, he got some carries in 11-on-11.
So they upped him a little bit. But, you know, it's just a lot of guys kind of limited. Chasen Hines, another one who's, you know, hasn't really been participating. So just some offensive line depth, and they're continuing to have to shuffle guys in and out. I'm not sure where, you know, are they looking for answers, or are they just trying to put guys in of who they have healthy right now?
Yeah,
so it's a little bit of a grind.
That's a good point that you make. I'll just the bookkeeping that we like to do every podcast. Ty Montgomery, Terrez Hall, and Cole Strange, again, you know, missing practice. Montgomery and Strange came back on the field late, probably last 20, 25 minutes, helmets in hand, shirts on, no pads, both with sleeves on their left leg. It looks like they're probably both dealing with some sort of left knee injury, would be my guess.
Still a good sign, though, just even that they're around.
But they're out there, so they're probably getting closer. And to your point about the offensive line, it again was Cody Russey and Antonio Maffey, not Bill Murray. You know, Murray was going with the later groups, and you mentioned Hines sort of mixing in with those groups too. So, it's kind of curious to me, the whole Trent Brown, Matthew Judon plan, for lack of a better word. Julian Edelman on hand today.
Yeah.
Looked like he talked to the team a little bit at the end of practice. One thing that we should note, not exactly sure what happened here. I don't know if you saw something differently from up top. Jack Jones looked like he dove, broke up or at least bothered Kendrick Bourne enough on an out route. And got up and celebrated it, and then all of a sudden he's walking with Jabril Peppers back to the locker room. That was at about 10:20, and he went to the locker room. About 10:45, he comes back, spent the time on a knee by himself, Matt Groh went over and talked to him for a little bit. Jalen Mills had some conversations, but he really didn't do anything the rest of the practice. I'm not exactly sure what was going on. Did you see anything different?
No, that was pretty much how I saw it. I mean, it just, you know, looked to me like Pepper's kind of arm around him, like giving him some veteran advice.
Yeah.
It seems like Pepper's kind of emerging as a little bit more of a leader this year. But, yeah, tough to say. And obviously there's so many issues right now, you know, overhanging Jack Jones' season that you just you wonder. He needs to kind of, you know, be stacking days with positivity. And I don't think today probably was one. So I guess we'll see what the fallout is over the next couple
of
days.
Yeah, and just, you know, one of those things that we haven't seen a lot of, I alluded to, the tackling to the ground. Christian Gonzalez came up and made a really nice play. It probably got the biggest reaction of the day from any of the plays. Kind of recognized a little swing pass in the flat, came up, darted, chopped the legs right out for a loss, tackle for loss, and that seemed to get a lot of energy on the defensive side. But even the little you know, the pursuit drills, the ball kit, you know, there's one ball carrier, one tackle. They usually tap on the hip. They were tackling to the ground today, and by the way, not surprisingly, unless they knocked him out of bounds, DeMario Douglas, no one was able to tackle him, but they did knock him out of bounds a couple of times. So some different wrinkles to the drills that we've seen over the years. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, Douglas has just been all over the place. I mean, he just, you know, he's always in motion. He's fast. He's going to be, I think, an asset to this team. I mean, I don't want to jump the gun and say, you know, not only is he going to make the team, but he's going to be part of the offense this year. But based on, you know, Tyquan Thornton being down in the lower field, opportunities are presenting themselves. And I feel like Davis and over the last 2 days, Booty a little bit have taken advantage of
those. Booty made a nice catch.
Time.
I don't know if he was in bounds, but that was a nice play.
Yeah.
Nice catch on the back corner of the end zone. So he's building a little momentum. He admitted that he got off to a little bit of a slow start and feels a little bit more comfortable. So we'll wrap up day eight with those comments. Just a little FYI for our loyal followers, because I know there are millions of you. Tomorrow on Friday, the Patriots are scheduled to have their in-stadium practice open to Foxborough residents and season ticket members only. Inside Gillette Stadium. That's tomorrow night, 6:30-ish.
Yep.
Scheduled to get underway. So if you're looking for our podcast tomorrow and you're not sure where it is, it won't be coming until around, you know, probably 9 o'clock or so. So you want to make sure. I know that everybody be waited with bated breath to hear what,
it's always a
what Mike and Paul have to say.
Too, so.
Correct.
Plenty
so until then, that's going to put a wrap on day 8.